This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. And what a Thursday it has been. I'm not going to talk any more about earwax, I promise. We'll probably try to focus on other things this hour. We're going to discuss just briefly how government corruption works. Yet another example teaching us just what these people do. The top 12 worst offending hospitals for mutilating children. For some reason, I feel the need to read this to you just so you can be aware. All that, the magic of Cheetos, and so much more coming up this final hour on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to give credit to Free Beacon for this little story. Not that you're going to find any of this surprising, but it's on Free Beacon. They did the work, so I want to make sure they get the credit. Here's the headline. Kamala Harris's electric school bus program granted $395,000 to a Chinese manufacturer. Then its top executive sent Biden-Harris scores of campaign cash. Dude flat out wired 50 G's to Kamala Harris. This is not a story that should blow you away because it's not a story that is in any way unique. That is what is so criminal about our national debt, about our deficit, the debt and deficit that is smashing us and will continue to smash us harder and faster as we move forward here. So much of this is politicians taking your money, handing it over to somebody who will then hand it back to them. It's legal bribery. That's all this is. Just because the federal government has managed to find a way to do this legally doesn't make it any worse or doesn't make it any better, doesn't make it any less corrupt. This is stupid, it's evil, and it's wrong, and it happens all the time. These people will pass these massive bills, and you have a grant for this and a grant for that and money for this and money for that. And the government strokes these huge checks of your money and they hand them out to this group and this company and that company. And that money in turn, some of it anyway, ends up making it back into the pockets of the politicians. At a local level, your city councilman, you need a new school. You need a new school? And there's going to need to be a lot of concrete. Schools require a lot of concrete. Buildings require a lot of concrete. And you're sitting on the city council and you find a way to get the concrete contract in the hand of Bob with Bob's Concrete. Bob turns around. He makes all this money from the school contract and he hands you an envelope with $50,000 in it. That is naked, open corruption. It's evil, it's wrong, and that city councilman, I think you could agree, right, should receive the harshest possible penalty under the law for abusing the taxpayer, abusing his money, and being corrupt in that way. We would all agree that's horrible, evil, wrong, right? The federal government does it in your freaking face every single day, and it's legal. It's gangster capitalism. It's not. We don't have free markets anymore. Markets aren't free. Everyone's bought off. The government figured out a way to get its fingers into all the private sector of this country, control everything, regulate everything. The private sector quickly figured out better to be at the right hand of the devil than in his path. So they chose to go along with the government, everything the government wanted to do. And now it's just a gigantic racket designed to blood suck the money out of your wallet so they can hand it to each other, hand it to all their friends. That's exactly what is happening at a federal level. It's evil, it's gross, it's wrong, and nobody wants to stop it. Because everyone in D.C. enjoys the perks of it. This political talk I was having last night with these insiders along the same lines, we started talking about the gigantic oil and gas companies, the Exxon Mobils of the world. And I was, as I've done to you, I was voicing my frustration that these suicidal companies they will sit. I mean, you turn on the television, you'll see ExxonMobil bragging about solar panels and wind farms. They'll completely take the side of the communists who have stated pretty openly that they intend to destroy that industry. And yet, I guess to probably hold off that death, they've decided to go along with these people. Go look at the political donations of these organizations, of their PACs, of their CEOs, of their big shots. We have gangster capitalism. It's evil. It's wrong. And got to find a way to put a stop to it. And it's going to take a lot of work to put a stop to that kind of corruption. That's the thing about corruption. That's the thing about criminality. As we've talked about, people will defend it violently. Once an organization becomes a criminal organization, violence will inevitably be used to protect said criminal organization. That's how it works. That's how it's always worked. Dear Jesse, are these oranges easier to peel with small hands? Yeah, that's not nice. Anyways, I love the deep dive into the history shows. Yeah, if you missed the show on Nero, that was last night's show. Go download it. Enjoy it. Jesse, do you see the similarities in Stalin's purging in the Soviet military, despite a very likely Nazi invasion that left his nation practically defenseless once invaded, and our current purging crisis in our military, despite a very probable face-off with a very aggressive China and its massively overwhelming troop numbers compared to ours? Well, of course. What Stalin did with the military is what communists have done with the military everywhere they've taken over. This goes back to what talk we had in the very beginning of the show tonight about how the communist, when he sees anything, any institution, all he sees is a tool for the revolution. That's it. Everything. It doesn't matter what it is, how, quote, important you might think it is. The communist doesn't think in those terms. Everything is just a tool for the revolution. And so when a communist takes over a country like Stalin did, he saw the military as being a necessary tool for the revolution. And in Stalin's case, and in fact, in all their cases, he was worried that all those guns, bombs, bullets could be turned on him because he was such an evil, tyrannical monster. And so he did what communists have done everywhere. And he started running everyone who wasn't loyal to him out of positions of power in the military. Many of them he murdered. Many of them he tortured. Many of them he just sent to the gulag. One of the main commanders in Stalingrad, you of course know what Stalingrad is, that huge battle in Stalingrad that was the difference. It was the turning point in the Nazi invasion of the Soviet Union. One of the main generals in Stalingrad, get this, they had to pull him out of the gulag system. Stalin had arrested him, and if I remember right, he pulled all the teeth out of his head. The guy had metal teeth because Stalin had already arrested him, tortured him, and thrown him in a gulag, and the military was suffering so badly because he'd purged all the commanders, he had to go to the gulag to the dude with metal teeth and say, "Hey, you want to step in here? Sorry about all that. We'll get you some braces. Anyway, we got to need you to go fight some Nazis." What they've done in the American military is weaken it to a level I don't even want to describe, and I don't want to think about. The rot at the top. Remember the frontline troops, your Marine grunts, your Rangers, your those types of pilots, fighter pilots, those types. Those guys are still studs, total studs, patriotic, ready to go. But the support system behind them, the support troops, the officer corps is so rotted and poisonous. If, God forbid, a major conflict of any kind kicked off right now, we would be in so much trouble. And Americans do not realize this at all because they look at numbers and they look at our history. Historically, our military has been so big, so powerful, so far above the second place country. Military disaster, military defeat, it's not really something we've considered. And I know about Afghanistan and we pulled out of Vietnam, but those were political losses, not military losses. We haven't suffered military losses, really, but they're coming. And they will be so shocking to the norms and normas out there when they finally come, because Norm and Norma don't have any idea what you know. They don't know what you know. And what I see happening right now, I've been screaming about it for two different reasons. One, the communist is building a military the same way Stalin did, the same way Mao did. He's not ruining it in his eyes. He's building one so it can attack you. That is his purpose. Remember, it is. And two, if we do get stuck in some horrible international war, I don't think it would be with China. With Russia would be much more likely. Reports out today that some North Korean troops may be fighting with Russian troops shortly, fighting alongside Russian troops, I should clarify. If a major war kicked off, you will be shocked at the failures. Shocked. And what bums me out about that the most is those frontline studs I talked about, they're the ones who will die. Now, I won't die. I'm too old. I'm done with all that now. But they're the ones who are going to die. And that does bother me a great deal. All right, let's do some emails and talk about Cheetos. Speaking of the ones who have died, let's talk about Tunnel to Towers. Who cares for them? I was reading today about an army dude, stud, IED got him in Afghanistan. Friggin' horrible. It happened a lot. And left behind a wife and kid. Imagine what that knock at the door is like. How lost, desperate, sad, devastated you would be. Tunnel to Towers can't bring him back. They don't bring him back. But they paid off that family's home. Delivered a mortgage-free home. No matter what happens from here, at least they don't have to worry about that. At least they have a place to hang their head. That's what Tunnel to Towers does. $11 a month. T2T.org. That's what they ask for. T2T.org. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, reminding you that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you need to get your questions emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com or leave us a voicemail, 877-377-4373. Joe Biden spoke today. He was asked about Netanyahu, and Joe seems to be doing well.
Mr. President, what did Prime Minister Netanyahu tell you about his plans relating to retaliation?
He's coming over to help with a storm.
What? What is that? What did he say? All right. Do some emails. Jesse, is Biden going scorched earth on his way out? Yes, in a way he is. It's not an accident that Joe Biden gave that press conference right in the middle of Kamala Harris's speech that was supposed to be important. It's not an accident he keeps going on The View in these places and saying, nope, she's just right there with me. She's been with me every step of the way. She's been making these decisions. Remember, Kamala and Joe Biden, those two camps, despise each other. They hate each other. We tend to think that VP and P, Vice President and President, they've always kind of gotten along. Historically, that's not been the case. Oftentimes, that relationship is pretty full of friction. Well, full of friction does not describe the relationship between the Kamala Harris camp and the Jill Biden camp. This all comes back to Jill, remember. It was Jill Biden, that vicious, elder-abusing wife of Joe, who watched Kamala Harris try to destroy Joe Biden in a debate and never forgave her. Not even a second. Wild to think about. Officers seize a bag with, quote, definitely not a bag full of drugs printed on it, and it was full of drugs. Dang it. Best laid plans. It never seems to work out. Now, this is interesting. I love Cheetos. I'm a Cheeto fan. My only complaint about Cheetos, it is a more of a burden. The orange and how it gets on your fingers and how hard it is to get off of your fingers. And so then are you eating Cheetos right now, Chris? What is it? What are those baked? Chris, I don't have my glasses on. Kettle cooked? Oh, those are gross. They're way too hard. They hurt my teeth. Anyway, Cheetos, you generally have to eat them by dumping the bag into your mouth. But then too many come out and your wife looks at you at the exact moment you pull the bag away and you have a Cheeto hanging out of your mouth and maybe it falls down and then you look like a slob. Not that any of this has ever happened to me before, but you understand exactly what I'm saying. But I've always known that whatever that orange stuff is on Cheetos, it's special. There's something unique about it, something God made. That's what it is. And now I see this, and now I have my confirmation. Yellow dye in Cheetos makes skin transparent, according to scientists. I guess they used it on some shaved mice. I wonder how they shave mice. Do you think they actually use a straight razor? Or do you think they put, what is that stuff they used to put? They used to run TV, Nair. They used to run TV ads on Nair. It's a chemical you put on your skin that makes all your hair fall out. That's how you know it's good for you. Anyway, you put it on some shaved mice, and apparently it made it so you could see through their skin. I always knew it was special. I always knew we had something going on there. Did you hear Mayorkas trying to do the victim thing about FEMA again?
Some FEMA officials, including the administrator, are being doxxed and targeted online in the wake of these hurricanes. Are you concerned that individuals involved in the recovery effort are being threatened online?
We most certainly are. We are seeing horrific hate speech of all types propagated on online platforms. Deplorable speech has an impact on people's lives, and it is also a motivating force for people to do harm. And it has got to stop. And it is our work in the Department of Homeland Security to combat hate in all its forms.
What did he just say? He's talking about online speech criticizing FEMA officials. Said it's his job as the Department of Homeland Security to go after that? Huh. That's interesting when you compare that with Dome's comments about social media platforms. We aren't nearly as afraid of these people as we should
be. And we'll put the Department of Justice of the United States back in the business of justice. We will double the Civil Rights Division and direct law enforcement to counter this extremism. We will hold social media platforms accountable for the hate infiltrating their platforms because they have a responsibility to help fight against this threat to our democracy. And if you profit off of hate, if you act as a megaphone for misinformation or cyber warfare, if you don't police your platforms, we are going to hold you accountable as a community.
Democrat nominee for president is running for office, announcing her intention to send the Department of Justice after social media companies and individuals who say things online she doesn't like. Whew. That's quite a place to be. Also, I think we need to list these hospitals that are trans and kids, the worst offenders. You want to hear that list? Is one near you? Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. What a Thursday it has been. You can download a podcast of the show, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes, if you missed our little history got a little sidetracked yesterday. I'm better today.
But my focus is just stay focused.
If you missed that, go download a podcast of the show. Now, here's an article out of Town Hall. I just felt the need to read every one of these 12 names. That this is by Mia Cathell. The top 12 worst offending hospitals transing kids were just exposed. And I'm just going to read you the names so you know, because some of these are going to surprise you. In fact, remember that political thing I've mentioned about 8,000 times on the show that I was at last night? One of the people there, in fact, there were a few of these guys there, were rich donors to the Republican Party. And I had to inform one of them that his donations to a certain hospital, which I will not name, his donations to a certain hospital were being used to mutilate children. He at first didn't believe me. I then proved it to him. And then he wanted to murder somebody and vomit into a trash can. People don't know. Especially when it comes to children's hospitals, people don't know. Because the children's hospital in your area, I'll use mine in my area for an example. We have Texas Children's Hospital here in the Houston area. Texas Children's Hospital, they don't run ads talking about how many teenage boy penises they've chopped off. They run ads, look at us helping sick kids. Look at how much we care. It's become a Houston institution where you will have people who don't know anybody or any better. They will support it. They will cheer it. Texas Children's Hospital is a putrid, demonic, child-mutilating place that you should never support in any way. But people don't know. We love kids. We see Children's Hospital. Our heart automatically goes out for it. Oh my gosh, there are probably sick kids in there. Is there anything worse than or sadder than a sick or injured kid? Everyone hates that. So our hearts go out to them. We had better be aware of who is good and who is not. So here's the list. Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Connecticut Children's Medical Center. Children's Minnesota. Seattle Children's, so friggin' sad. Children's Hospital, Los Angeles. Boston Children's Hospital. Rady Children's Hospital of San Diego, R-A-D-Y. I don't know how to say the word. I went to community college. Children's National Medical Center, Washington, D.C. USCF Benhoff Children's Hospital in Oakland. I don't assume that you are going to Oakland for your child care. If so, wear a bulletproof vest. Children's Hospital Colorado. That's in Aurora, Colorado. Gosh, the people of Colorado have freaking suffered. UPMC Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. And finally, Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center. That's the list. All 12. I wanted you to have all 12. Know all 12 evil places. All right. And, look, we go back to medical institutions and the reason people are losing confidence in medical institutions. Doctors, you're chopping off the breasts of teenage girls. What do you think is going to happen? And here's the thing. Maybe you're sitting there right now. Maybe you're in the medical profession. Maybe you're saying, I'm not. I don't support that, and I'm not. Fine, I get that. I get that you're one person. But the industry overall, I'm not blaming you individually, the industry overall, if you found out there was a doctor, and this doctor, he was grabbing children off the street, and he was gouging out their eyes, and he was calling it an official medical procedure. If that was happening, would you speak out against it? Would your industry speak out against it? Would there be a complete demonization of that doctor and what he was doing? Of course you would. It's an evil, violent, despicable medical practice that is harming children. The industry itself would police itself and speak out loudly against that doctor. He would be run out of the industry, hopefully be arrested and sent to prison. Doctors, children's hospitals, nurses in this country, they are taking teenage boys and girls and mutilating them for life, hacking off pieces of their body, destroying them physically, and there is almost zero outrage by the major medical institutions in this country. In fact, most of the major medical institutions in this country support the practice. That is, you want to talk about your industry losing its way? My word. Jesse, you've pointed out how dirty communists want us to be disconnected from our proud history. Play the Kamala Harris clip telling us we need to be unburdened by our past. Yeah, we've talked about that before many, many times. She hasn't used that line as much anymore after everyone started making fun of her for it. But look, we all made fun of Kamala Harris for her see what can be, unburdened by what has been.
I can imagine what can be and be unburdened by what has been, you know?
What can be unburdened by what has been?
What can be
unburdened by what has been.
What can be unburdened by what has been.
Okay, we got it. That goes on for 4 minutes, you said, Chris? 4 minutes that goes on. And we all laugh. Ah, ha, ha, it's so hokey and stupid. She's so dumb. Ah, ha, ha. But you're not listening. What's she saying? She's doing what communists always do. She's trying to pretty up an evil revolution that's going to destroy your life. That's why Pol Pot declared year zero. That's why they all win the future. They love using terms like that. Win the future. See what can be. Unburdened by what has been. See everything you have now, your family and your car and your freedoms and your all that prosperity and all those things. Those are a burden, you see. You should unburden yourself. Let her help you unburden yourself by what has been. And then I know it sounds maybe dark. Maybe it sounds ugly, a future where the government controls everything, but the borders are open. But you need to see what can be. Unburdened by what has been. Everything that came before you was evil and wrong, and it's a burden. Just put that stuff aside. Let me ruin your life and see what can be. All I want to do is take away your livelihood and burn down your home and hurt anyone who criticizes me and then create for you a better future. You have been burdened by what has been. So you should see what can be. Unburdened by that. It's not an accident that dirty son of a Marxist. Remember, her dad is a Marxist professor. That dirty son of a Marxist. Someone wrote that line for her, who knows how long ago, years ago. She's been using it for years. One of her dirty commie interns wrote her that line, and she read it, and she fell in love with it. Jesse, we hear about the devastating effects of PTSD on special forces guys. What thought do you have about regarding PTSD on our opponents? Surely they suffer with it too. For instance, do you have empathy? No, I don't have any empathy for them. How does this work? So, okay, do our enemies have PTSD? Ooh, that's an interesting question. Let's dig into that next, and then we'll do some headlines I didn't get to, and then we'll check out of here until tomorrow. Now, let's discuss something amazing that doesn't come along very often, the month of Choctober. No, you don't get a Choctober every October. This is an election year, and this is special. You see, right now, Chalk has the biggest discounts they've ever had on subscriptions because it's Choctober, and they toss in something for free when you go to Chalk.com and get a subscription. Natural herbal supplements to make your life better, more energy, feeling good all the time. Don't you want to be full of pep and energy? Don't you want your mind working well? CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse, get a subscription, save money, get something free. Call them, text them if you want. 50CHOQ3000. 50CHOQ3000. We'll be back.
Truth, attitude, Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. If you missed any of our talk about earwax or institutions or any of the other critically important things today, got to go download a podcast of it, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Email your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in right now for tomorrow, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, or a voicemail, 877-377-4373.
I'm calling about the voting. No one talks about the propositions that are and the equal rights and the amendments. Why doesn't anyone tell us what proposition is no good? It seems like all the propositions are no good.
All right. So it's actually it's a very good voicemail. It's a very good question. Why doesn't anyone tell us? Well, propositions, are they good? Are they bad? You've seen these on the ballot. These are the ones that people find most confusing. And you'll see the little yard signs around town vote no on Prop 401, don't murder puppies. And you think to yourself, wow, I better vote no. Just let me explain. Before you go vote, we are used to voting. Those of us who aren't dirty communists have traditionally voted where we just walk into the voting booth. We know who we want to vote for. We vote for him. We walk out. The communist doesn't approach politics in this way, and we need to actually mirror what they do. The communist takes some time before he votes. He figures out everything that's going to be on the ballot. Let me explain this. Your Secretary of State, he has a website, or she has a website, whoever it is, wherever you are, you have a Secretary of State, the ones kind of running the election. They will have all your election information, what is going to be on the ballot, all that stuff. You can see ahead of time what's going to be on that ballot before you walk into the voting booth. The ballot I'm going to have in November when I walk in to vote for Donald Trump, it is going to not look like yours. You're going to have different things, different people, different props on there. So first, you need to go do a little work. We're not talking about a day's worth of work or breaking bricks in the hot sun here. Go to your Secretary of State website, get a sample ballot. Usually you can get a sample ballot and just print it right off or read it on your phone. Get a sample ballot. It'll show you what a ballot is going to look like in your area. Go through it. They're never long. It's 5-6 pages, maybe 8 pages, 10 at the max, but not a lot of info on it either. It's just different pages of things you're voting for. There will be races you don't even know about. And I know you're the hyper-informed. I know you're politically involved, but there will be races you don't know about. What is this? There isn't a Republican or Democrat option. I don't know who these people are. This is why you must do this ahead of time. Not the day of, I guess you can do it the day of if you're going to give yourself time, but not right when you're walking in the voting booth. You need to know beforehand. Print out that sample ballot, go through it. There will be ones that will be obvious. You know, the presidential race, who you're voting for senator, that stuff. Stuff will be obvious. And then there will be things like propositions that aren't obvious. Now, the answer I'm about to give this lady and everyone, it may not be an answer you love, but it's honest. So here it is. There's not a one-stop central shop to figure out which props you should vote for and which props you should vote against. There's not one nationally, I should say. It's going to depend on where you are. Where you are, they will have different ones for that. Usually, there's a filthy communist group. They will have a website telling their people how to vote. Sometimes, there will be a more right-wing, conservative, whatever you want to call it, group, and they will have a website or an email they'll send out giving people guidance on how to vote. Sadly, the right-wing portion of that is not nearly as common. The commies always have one. What I have done in the past, I track down the commie one and just vote opposite. Whatever those people want, you don't want. So if you can't find the one telling you which props to vote for, find the commie one, find out which ones they're voting for, and you vote against them. I wish I could sit here and give you exact guidance on this prop in your area is wrong or not, but I'm one person. It's a national show, all 50 states. I don't know. You're going to have to find that on your own, but that's the best way I can explain it. The props are confusing. Don't listen to the street signs. Those are all designed to confuse you and manipulate things. Do a little bit of research on your own. Research helps. For instance, have you ever researched dog food before? Have you ever dug into it? Have you ever looked into the nutrition that's in dog food? Let me go ahead and give it away here. There's none. None. Why is it all these different brands of dog food? You walk in a pet store, there's just bag after bag after bag, and yet you pour it out and it's all brown. I wonder why that is. It's all brown because it's all dead. Brown things are dead things. What color do the leaves turn before they fall? Brown things are dead things. Rough greens is the all-natural nutritional supplement you sprinkle on your dog's food, and it's the only chance your dog has to get real nutrition and live longer. You want your dog to live longer? Do you love your dog? Buy your dog Rough Greens. Free Jumpstart trial bags, 833-33-MY-DOG, or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Country flooded with migrants plans to ban cousin marriage by 2026. They're just now going to ban cousin marriage? Anyway, Google does it again. Buries U.S.-based right-leaning news on election 23 pages deep. A reminder that even where you go to seek out information is oftentimes manipulated because the communist seizes institutions and then uses those institutions for his revolution. So if you use Google, I want to look something up, I want information on something. If you use Google, you're getting manipulated results. Just the other day, it was the anniversary of the day Che Guevara died. Obviously, that's a huge celebration around these parts. I went looking for an image search for Che. All I had was Google on the computer that was there. And it was just page after page after page of him looking young and dashing and handsome. I said, no, I want the Che who looks dead. That's my favorite Che. Anyway, use DuckDuckGo instead. Obama hits the campaign trail for Harris. They must be mega, mega desperate. If Obama is leaving his mansion and his tours and Hawaii and all that, and he's hitting the campaign trail for Dome, that's probably not a good sign for Dome. Hungary's PM says champagne will flow if Trump wins. I've never got the appeal of champagne or why that's a celebratory thing. It's just kind of too sweet for me. Isn't it too sweet? I think it's too sweet. It is too sweet, Chris. You don't think so because you're not as sweet as I am. And what, Chris? Anyway, that's all.